and I'd like to share two poems with you by Dorset poets. A Backward Spring by Thomas Hardy. The trees are afraid to put forth buds, and there is timidity in the grass. The plots lie grey where gouged by spuds, and whether next week will pass free of sly, sour winds is the fret of each bush of barberry waiting to bloom. Yet the snowdrop's face betrays no gloom, and the primrose pants in its heedless push, though the myrtle asks if it's worth the fight this year with frost and rime to venture one more time on delicate leaves and buttons of white from the selfsame bough as at last year's prime, and never to ruminate on or remember what happened to it in mid-December. And the second poem is May by William Barnes. Come out a door, 'tis spring, 'tis May, the trees be green, the fields be gay, the weather's warm, the winter blast, where all his train of clouds is past. The sun do rise while folk do sleep to take a higher daily sweep, with cloudless face a flinging down his sparkling light upon the ground. The air's a streaming soft. Come draw the window open, let it blow in through the house, where vire and door are shut, kept out the cold of awe. Come, let the view dull embers die, and come below the open sky, and wear your best, for fear the ground in colours gay might shame your gown. And go and rig with me a mile or two up over gate and stile, through sunny paddocks that do lead with crooked hedges to the mead, where elms high in stately ranks do rise from yellow cowslip banks, and birds do twitter from the spray of bushes decked with snow-white may, and gill-cups with a daisy bed be under every step you tread. We'll wind up round the hill and look all down the thickly timbered nook, out where the squire's house do show his grey-walled peaks up through the row of shady elms, where the rook do build her nest, and where the brook do creep along the meads, and lie to catch the brightness of the sky, and cows in water to their knees do stand, whisking off the flies. Mother of blossoms, and of all that's fair afield from spring till fall, the cuckoo over white-waved seas do come to sing in thy green trees, and butterflies in giddy flight do gleam the most by thy gay light. Oh, when at last my fleshy eyes shall shut upon the fields and skies, midsummer's sunny days be gone, and winter's clouds be coming on, nor might I draw upon the earth of thy sweet air my latest breath. Alas, I might want to stay behind for thee, oh, flowery May. And that second poem by William Barnes is written in Dorset dialect. And we'd really love to hear from you if you know any Dorset dialect words, or perhaps they're still in use where you live or where you visit. Please do get in touch if that's the case. We'd love to hear from you.